match it, individuals. So we got the $50,000, sent it to Williamsburg, and got this produced. And this kind of, our association with Colonial Williamsburg, being tied in with a credible organization like that certainly helped us. Mm-hmm. And I would have never thought just to try to tie in with anybody, except this thing evolved just as it did. And so it, as I've mentioned to you, I think my own religious thought processes made me somewhat cautious, if not sometimes skeptical, when people speak of God talking to them or speaking to them. I've never heard any voices, don't expect to, don't think I need to. Nor do I think any Christian needs to hear any voices. Mm-hmm. But it just, in terms of my experience with Paul Wayne, just a series of these things, and I've just touched on a few of them that have happened that make me feel like that, as I try to put this into a theological framework, God has put the finger on me to become the flashlight. And my effort is to shine it on really the subject of this, which is Samuel Davies. He is the hero in poetry, I think. And one of the unsung heroes in America. Mm-hmm. But what he did, I just found it last week, that Benjamin Franklin published one of Davies' sermons that he heard him give in Philadelphia. And I'm trying to, I think I know where I can get my finger on that. But I want to see, just to see what it was that inspired Franklin to want to, Franklin was a businessman. He, anything he thought would be good reading, he would go print it. But my role is to try to be realistic, John. You know, in a few years, people are going to say, who was Bob Bluford? I mean, it ain't going to take long for that to happen, as it does with most of the human family. Mm-hmm. But I believe a few years from now, people will still be saying, hey, that Davies is a great guy. And part of my task is to sort of keep the focus on Davies' role and what he contributed. The spirit of the man is, and of course, I gave you a copy of my book, didn't I?
It's right there, yeah.
Did I?
No.
I got to do that.
Yeah.
Let's see what if that's written in me. I got it. The purpose of my writing this
yours. Bless you.
Because I can bring it. I can get another copy brought back over here. And later, when we've got more time, I'll put a little description in it to my friend John. But that is I wrote it as a historical novel, the format, because people tend to get a little weary of biographical stuff. It goes into great detail. Mm-hmm. Not that it's entirely true of everything, by any means. But I figured that me trying to tell this is a factually based, is this loads of history in that thing, court records, like when he applied for his license to preach, what's in there is a direct quote right into the record, and a lot of that kind of stuff. Davies did not, he may have written a journal, and he did from his childhood to his death, but the only evidence we've got of it is an 18-month period when he left Hanover, Canada to go to London in England to raise money for Princeton. Mm-hmm. Then he had almost a daily, and that's great reading because you really get in touch with his thinking, how he felt about what he was doing. And it great to hear a guy like him with his skills said, I really messed up today after he preached or something. He speaks of this incoherent babble. He didn't mean to do it, but he just felt, I've had these personal experiences.
Yeah.
Self enough. Maybe you have it on occasion. You just wish you hadn't showed up that day.
That's right.
But anyway, I find Davies a fascinating person. Now, the project.